Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Wednesday evening, everybody, and once again, welcome back to downtown Davenport here in the Quad Cities. Kyle Kirchville joining you from Modern Woodman Park as the Quad Cities River Bandits continue their six-game series against the South Bend Cubs, the High A affiliate of the Chicago Cubs. Once again, welcome in, everyone. Kyle Kirchville joining you. Wherever you're listening or watching from, we're so glad you've tuned in for Game 2 of the Bandits' six-game series and Game 47 of Quad City's 2024 campaign. The Bandits come into tonight looking for back-to-back victories as they take on the South Bend Cubs, whom they beat yesterday by a final score of 10-5. It was a great breakout for Quad City's bats, who last week against the Dayton Dragons put together one of their worst offensive series of the season. But yesterday, 10 runs on 10 hits, including a four-hit effort from Brett Squires, who led the way out of the cleanup spot. He got Quad Cities onto the board early and often in the bottom of the first, a two-run homer for his team-leading eighth of the year, gave Quad Cities their initial lead, and it's an advantage they would never give up, only building on as the game would go on. Bandits took a 2-0 lead in the first on the homer, and then in the fourth, another two-run homer, this one off the bat of Cale Emshoff, as he took Cubs starter Nick Hull deep for his fifth home run of the season and his 27th as a member of the River Bandits organization. That ties him with Lanny Little for the fourth most in Quad City's franchise history. Bandits then added on another run in the bottom of the fifth, an RBI single from Brett Squires, who started out the night 3-for-3. And then in the sixth, the Cubs broke into the run column for the first time, but it would be the only blemish against Quad City starter Hunter Owen. Pedro Ramirez drove in Ed Howard to make the game 5-1, but it was an unearned run charged to Owen, and he would complete that inning with a double play. For Owen, it's his fourth quality start, a team-leading total for Quad Cities. He gave up just four hits with one walk and one strikeout and remains in the top five of the Midwest League with a beautiful ERA that right now sits at 2.54. It's the third best mark in the MWL. The Cubs scored another set of runs in the top of the seventh, but not before Quad Cities scored two in the bottom of the sixth. Carter Jensen got into the RBI column for the first time with a sac fly, and Jack Pineda scored on an error. South Bend got their three runs in the top of the seventh, on a bases-loaded walk from Pedro Ramirez and an RBI double from Jordan Wogu. They also tallied a run on an error, and that would be the end of the day for Cooper McKeon. After just a third of that frame, he would be relieved by A.J. Block, who worked the Bandits' second double play in as many innings, getting Jefferson Rojas to bounce out 6-4-3 as the go-ahead run at the plate with the bases loaded. That was kind of the last swing at the game for South Bend, if you will, as in the bottom of the eighth, Quad City scored three more runs, an RBI single from Jack Pineda, and then another from Carter Jensen. Bandits tallied an additional third run on a wild pitch out of the hand of Angel Gonzalez. And then the Cubs scored one run in the top of the ninth on an RBI single from Brett Bateman. That snapped his 0-for-4, but obviously too little too late for the Cubs as Quad Cities picked up a 10-5 victory. Hunter Owen, as I said, the winning pitcher, he is now 5-1 in his first season of pro ball, while the starter for the Cubs, Nick Hull, fell to 1-3. Quad Cities tonight still with some ground to make up in the Midwest League West Division, but as long as they keep winning games, they'll have a shot. Quad Cities third in the Midwest League West, but 7 games back of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, who with a win yesterday, a walk-off win, once again leapfrogged the Cedar Rapids Colonels for the top spot in the division. The Twins High A affiliate, though, only a half game back. Quad Cities chasing both of those squads as we near the final weeks of the Midwest League first half. For the South Bend Cubs, they enter an 18-28. They are in fifth place in the Midwest League West Division and 11 games back of first place Wisconsin. Let's go ahead and jump right into the starting lineups for this Wednesday night affair. Quad Cities, Los Benditos del Rio de los Ciudades Cuadruples, as part of the Copa de la Diversión event that we have throughout the entire season and which you can find all throughout minor league baseball. Let's first get to the lineup for the South Bend Cubs. Again, the High A affiliate of the National League Chicago squad. They are managed by first-year skipper Nick Lovello. Leading off, it's the center fielder Brett Bateman. Pedro Ramirez will bat second and play second, and batting third, the designated hitter, is Jefferson Rojas. Felix Stevens is in the lineup for the first time this week. He'll bat fourth and play first base, while Parker Chavers also makes his series debut, batting fifth and playing right field. Jordan Wogu across the way and left bats sixth. Ethan Hearn will once again do the catching, hitting seventh. Rafael Morel will play third base and bat eighth. And batting ninth, it's the shortstop, Ed Howard. On the mound for the Cubs, making just his second career High A start, it is Nick Dean, the 23-year-old right-hander from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He was a 19th-round pick by the Cubs back in 2023, selected out of Maryland, where he spent 3 seasons as a teammate of River Bandit Ryan Ramsey. Ramsey scheduled to get a start later on this week, so he will not likely get to play in the same game as Dean, but still the Terrapins represented in Game 2 of this 6-game series. We'll tell you more about Dean in a little bit, but now the starting lineup for the Quad Cities River Bandits, the High A affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. Their lineup card put together by Brooks Conrad, who is now in his third season managing the Royals High A affiliate. For Quad Cities, they'll be led off by the shortstop, Jack Pineda. Carson Rockefort hits second in man center field, and batting third, it's the catcher, Carter Jensen. Brett Squires, back in the cleanup spot, he'll play first base. Cale Emschoff is the DH hitting fifth, and batting sixth, the right fielder, Jared Dickey. Trevor Werner bats seventh, he's at third base. Spencer Nivens bats eighth and plays left, and batting ninth, it's the second baseman, Justin Johnson, who is the only change on the lineup card for Brooks Conrad tonight. Ben Kuderna, the Royals' number 3 prospect and holder of the second-best ERA in the Midwest League. Ben Kuderna, he'll get the start tonight. It's his ninth of the season. Ben 2-3 with a 2.53 earned run average, 42 and two-thirds innings pitched with 46 strikeouts to just 14 walks. We've talked a lot about the quality start for Quad City's rotation this year. They've got 12 of them, and Ben Kuderna has 2 of those in the last 3 starts. He did not pick up a quality start last week against the Dayton Dragons, but in Game 2 of the doubleheader last Wednesday, He threw five innings, allowing three unearned runs on five hits, two walks, and five strikeouts. So even though he wound up on the hook for three runs, all of them unearned, and his ERA shrank to where it's at right now, a 2.53 clip, the second-best mark in the Midwest League. We're going to take our only pregame break of the night here in downtown Davenport. National Anthem coming your way next. And after that, first pitch between the River Bandits and the Cubs in game two of this six-day set. Wednesday Night Baseball coming your way in just a moment here on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
River Bandits Baseball is back on the air tonight on a beautiful Wednesday at Modern Woodman Park for Game 2 of Quad City's six-game series against the South Bend Cubs, the High A affiliate of the Chicago Cubs. Once again, Kyle Kercheva welcoming you into Modern Woodman Park, broadcasting to you live from high atop the historic John O'Donnell Press Box. Ben Kuderna, the Royals' number three prospect and one of the best arms in Quad City's stellar rotation this season, Ben Kuderna is going to get the start. Kuderna, 2-3 with a .253 earned run average this year. He'll be making his third appearance of the summer against the South Bend Cubs. Remember, he started opening night against South Bend here at Modern Woodman Park on April 5th. He gave up two runs in 3 2/3 and was settling into the season. He would respond in his very next start with six no-hit shutout frames against West Michigan. And from then on, he really has not looked back. His second start against South Bend on April 24th, he gave up two runs and only one earned in five innings with six strikeouts. He's looking to keep that momentum going in his third start against Chicago's High A affiliate. It'll be Brent Bateman, Pedro Ramirez, and Jefferson Rojas, the top third of Nick Lavello's lineup card. Left-handed hitting left fielder, or center fielder rather, Bateman in the box. First pitch swinging, he skies one to left field. Battling the sun, Spencer Nivens, he will make the catch chest high. And just like that, one pitch, one out to get the dangerous Brett Bateman. Here's the River Bandits defense. You met Nivens in left, Rockefeller in center, Dickey in right field. Pineda gets the start at short with Johnson at second base. Warner at third, Squires at first. Carter Jensen does the catching. First pitch to Ramirez, fouled back to the screen, 0-1. Pedro, the starting second baseman for South Bend tonight. He hit second in the lineup and played third yesterday. Switch hitter, bats left, and grounds the 0-1 pitch softly over to second. Easy play for JJ. He flips to Squires, and on just three pitches, Kuderna has his first two outs. We saw South Bend be very aggressive at the plate yesterday. They scored five runs on eight hits, but Quad Cities doubled up their run total for a win in the series opener. So here's the DH, Jefferson Rojas. He is the Cubs' number seven prospect. Right on right against Kuderna, the first pitch breaking ball dips in for a called strike. Rafael Pineda is the home plate umpire for game two of the series. Tatum Littleton patrols the field. 0-1. Another breaking ball. That one's outside. 1-1. First pitch temperature today, a perfect 72 degrees, mostly sunny skies, and very little wind. 1-1. Fastball up and in. Two balls, one strike. Official first pitch time today, 6:34 Central, 2-1. Another fastball high and inside, 3-1 on Rojas. Jefferson, 1-for-4 with a single. And a stolen base hitting third for the Cubs yesterday. Hitters count for him here. The 3-1 on the way. Missed in. Ball four. A two-out first inning walk issued by Kuderna. And Rojas heads down to first base with the free pass. Well, Ben has been really good at limiting the walks this season. In almost 43 innings this year, he's only walked 14 total batters, and he has not walked more than two hitters in a game since opening night back in April. Here's Felix Stevens in the box. First pitch breaking ball down and away, 1-0. Stevens not in the lineup for Nick Lavello yesterday, but he is in the midst of one of his best stretches as a member of South Bend. He has reached safely in 18 straight ball games. 1-0. That's a rocket deep left center field. That ball is going, and that ball is way gone. A red-hot Felix Stevens remains just that. A mammoth two-run homer over the left center field wall has given the Cubs an early 2-0 lead. And for Stevens, long ball number 10 to pace Chicago's High A affiliate. Goodness gracious, that ball was hit extremely hard and extremely high. Landed next to the scoreboard over in left center field. It was Quad Cities getting the first inning two-run homer yesterday. South Bend getting one tonight off Stevens, or courtesy of Stevens, as Parker Chavers steps in and takes strike one. Well, that two-out walk really looming large. 0-1 pitch, low and inside. Chambers, another guy who was held off the card yesterday, but has been swinging it well as of late. 9 for his last 18. He's batting .241 on the season. Kuderna deals. Breaking ball is low and in. For Ben, that's just the third home run he's given up this year. First he's allowed since May 1st. The 2-1. Fastball at the letters high. 3-1. 10 homers on the year now for Stevens. He's got RBIs 27 and 28 to lead the team as well. 3-1. Line down the left field line, but slicing foul into the Bandits bullpen. And it jumps up underneath the cornfield deck. Chavers, a left-handed hitter. 25-year-old outfielder from Montgomery, Alabama. Seventh round pick by Chicago a couple of seasons ago. Payoff pitch to him. Chopped on the ground to first. Short hop pickup from Squires. He gloves and takes it to the bag himself to end the inning. South Bend, though, gets a two-run homer from Felix Stevens. They've got the first lead of the ball game. To the bottom of the first we go. 2-0 South Bend on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Stevens has staked his starting pitcher with an early 2-0 lead tonight. His two-run blast in the top of the first sends Nick Dean out to the hill, working with the advantage. Dean, the 23-year-old right-hander who began this season in single-A Myrtle Beach and was terrific for the Pelicans. 2-0 with a 2.33 ERA. Put together a 10 in the third inning scoreless frame streak to round out his single-A career, at least so it seems. Got called up to South Bend in the middle of May and made his debut against Wisconsin a week ago. Jack Pineda leads it off in the bottom of the first and swings through a fastball. Of course, the Bandits are familiar with Wisconsin. They are arguably the best offensive team in the Western Division, and Dean made easy work of him. Pineda takes outside, 1-1. Former Terrapin got the win in his first career high A start, throwing 5 shutout innings, allowing just 1 hit with no walks and 5 strikeouts. 1-1 breaking ball. It's a called strike, top of the zone. Count 1 ball, 2 strikes on Pineda. So for Dean, if you follow his game log, you have to go back to May 5th, which was 3 starts ago, to find the last time he allowed a run. Pineda fouls one over the screen, stays alive with the count 1-2. He's thrown 15 straight scoreless innings with 13 strikeouts, 3 walks, and 6 hits. 1-2. Ground ball over to second base. Easy play for Ramirez. He'll pick it up off the dirt and toss over to Stevens. 1 gone. Here's how the Cubs defense is set up. They'll have Bateman patrolling center field. Wogu flanks him in left. Chavers in right field. Howard's the shortstop. Ramirez at second base. Morel mans third. Stevens at first. Behind the plate, Ethan Hearn for the second straight ball game. Pineda's retired for out number one. Here's Carson Rockefort with the bases empty. First pitch swing, and he pops one up down the first base line. Stevens takes a couple of steps back onto the grass and will make the catch. Quad City center fielder retired on just one toss. There are two away. So that brings up Carter Jensen. South Bend in their half of the first. Went down 1-2 pretty quickly. Ben Kudernut picked up his first two outs on just three pitches, but then he gave up a walk to Jefferson Rojas. First pitch to Jensen is swung at, popped towards shallow left center field. Left fielder Wogu tracking it. He makes the catch, and just like that, the inning comes to a close. Bandits down 1-2-3 quickly in the bottom of the first. 2-0 lead for South Bend as we go to the second on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together. Quad Cities goes down quickly and quietly in their half of the first. The Cubs starter Nick D needs just seven pitches to get the Bandits in order. Jordan Wogu leads off the top of the second for South Bend. He swings over top of a changeup for a strike one. Quad Cities starter Ben Kuderna picked up his first two outs of the ballgame on three pitches, but then after walking Rojas gave up a two-run homer to Stevens as Wogu skies one towards deep center. Rockeford back onto the track. He looks up, and that ball is gone. Jordan Wogu finds the batter's eye for a solo homer, and the Cubs take a 3-0 lead on homers in their first two innings. Wogu with his first home run as a member of South Bend this season. Started out the summer in Double-A Tennessee. Played in just 16 games with Chicago's Double-A affiliate before coming back to the MWL. So now here's Ethan Hearn. The catcher takes strike one. Ben Kuderna had only given up two total homers in his first 42 and two-thirds innings this season. But he's given up two in an inning plus tonight as Hearn falls behind in the count 0-2. Hearn is one of three purely left-handed hitters in the order for South Bend tonight. He bats seventh. 0-2 on the way. Fastball ripped into right field. That's a base hit. One hopping its way to Jared Dickey. South Bend already with three hits, including a pair of homers. Hearn's single puts a man on for Rafael Morel with still nobody out. All three hits for the Cubs hit hard. Morel into the box, playing in his 34th game for South Bend this year. Bats 229 with two homers and nine driven in. Just 22 years old from the Dominican Republic. Right on right, first pitch. Skips in the dirt. Nice backhanded stop from Jensen. It's ball one. Morel did not play in game one of this series. Third baseman was Pedro Ramirez, who has remained on the card, but is now playing second today. Second baseman Johnson shaded up the middle. Squires holds the runner. 1-0 pitch. Cut on and missed. Good off speed from Kuderna. 1-1. Ben was the Royals' second round pick back in 2021. Taken out of Blue Valley Southwest High School in Overland Park, Kansas. Pitching to Carter Jensen, another Kansas City native. 1-1. Breaking ball down and outside. It's 2-1. Kuderna started last year in Columbia, the Royals' single-A affiliate in the Carolina League. Pitched to a 3.56 ERA before being promoted midseason to Quad Cities. 2-1. Change up low. 3-1. When he came up to Quad Cities, he began his high A career with a 6-inning scoreless start against Beloit up at ABC Supply Stadium, but finished his high A tenure that year with a 5.36 ERA. 3-1 offering to Morrell. In the dirt, it bounces into the glove of Jensen for ball four. So that will push Hearn to second base. Morrell down to first. And the Cubs have now had three straight batters reaching consecutively to start this inning. Cubs up 3-0 in the top of the second inning. All three of their runs courtesy of the long ball early on, as was the case for Quad Cities yesterday. Right on right, Kuderna faces Ed Howard and throws the first pitch to the backstop over the head of Jensen. Hearn's going to move up to third and Morrell to second, both without a throw. And for Kuderna, it's a rare wild pitch. It's his seventh of the season. Quad Cities now has to bring the infield in with two in scoring position and still nobody out. The pitch to Howard. Popped foul over the first base dugout. Ed has had a tough start to the season offensively, only hitting 190. But yesterday, went 2-for-3 with a couple of singles, a couple of runs scored, and a walk. And he's now 5 for his last 10. The pitch. Chopped on the ground, weakly to third. Warner charges, gloves, throws to first, and the ball gets away from Squires. Hearn had already scored. Morrell now in behind him, and the Cubs have taken a 5-0 lead. They will tag Howard over by first base, but he is safe. And Brooks Conrad, before the ball can even be returned to Kuderna, is going to head towards, well, it looks like home plate umpire Rafael Pineda. What they're discussing, I'm not exactly sure. Perhaps he thought that Howard got in the way of the throw to first base. He's pointing down the first baseline. What it's going to be for the Cubs, specifically for Ed Howard, is an RBI single. And then an error will be charged to Trevor Werner, allowing Morrell to effectively score from second base. And for Howard, he'll stay at first. So Brooks Conrad is headed back to the dugout, but the Bandits pitching coach, Derek Lewis, is having to make an early mound visit here in the top of the second inning. Ben Kuderna has already faced every hitter in the Cubs lineup. He's only picked up 3 outs, and the Cubs have taken a 5-0 lead. For Werner, it will be his 4th error of the season. He committed one yesterday. It was an uncharacteristic night for the Bandits on Tuesday. Bandits have been top 2 in the Midwest League all season in fielding percentage. For the most part, they have been the top squad. But they committed 3 errors last night. Fortunately, Cubs also committed 3 in Quad Cities 110-5. DeLue's back in the dugout. Brett Bateman's back at the plate for the Cubs. And he fouls the first pitch from Kuderna to the screen. Yesterday marked the first time Bateman has not reached at least twice in a game against Quad Cities this year. Pretty unbelievable success against one team. Kuderna peeks over at Howard. Now throws that way. And Ed's back with a head first dive. As I was mentioning in the pregame show, the leadoff hitting Bateman went 0-for-4 in his first four plate appearances yesterday, but then picked up an RBI single in the ninth. Howard takes off. 0-1 pitch outside. Throw to second from Jensen is on the money, and Pineda applies the tag. Perfect execution from Jensen and Pineda. Howard is caught stealing for the first out. That is the 10th man caught stealing by Jensen this year. That was a picture-perfect throw. So a much-needed first out for Kuderna as Bateman swings away 2-1 and fouls it straight back. That's the first time Howard has been caught stealing this year. He hasn't been a speed demon, but he was a perfect 4-for-4 prior to that attempt. 1-2 to Bateman. Launched in the air, deep to right field. Back goes Dickey, and that one is gone. Brett Bateman with a solo shot, and the Cubs are peppering the concourse with long balls. 6-0 South Bend. They have hit 3 home runs in the first 4 outs of their offensive night. Number 1 of the season for the former Golden Gopher. He gets quite the ovation in that first base dugout. And now Pedro Ramirez comes to the plate. How important was that caught stealing now? That saves the Bandits a run. First pitch to Pedro. Down the middle, a called strike. So now it's Stevens, Wogu, and Bateman who have all left the yard already tonight. Ramirez chops one over to first, gloved on a backhand by Squires. He flips to Kuderna covering, and it's in time for the second out. If you go back throughout Kuderna's career, you are not going to find a game where he's allowed 3 homers. It's the first time in the Royals' top prospect's career as Jefferson Rojas grounds one over to Werner. A sliding stop. He throws to first in time. That'll end the inning. So Quad Cities with a couple of nice defensive plays to round out the frame, but the damage has been done. South Bend has a 6-0 lead. We go to the bottom of the second on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
An inning and a half tonight, the South Bend Cubs have scored one more run than they did through 9 innings yesterday. They lead Quad Cities 6-0. Bottom of 2 gets started with Brett Squires stepping in the box. Middle third of the order due up against Nick Dean, who needed just 7 pitches to quiet the Bandits in the first. Right-hander's first pitch fouled over the left side for strike 1. Cubs have scored most of their runs with the long ball. First a 2-run shot from Stevens in the first, then solo blasts from Wogu and Bateman in the second. 0-1. Change up low. 1 ball, 1 strike. It's your traditional 4-pitch mix for Dean. fastball, slider, curveball, changeup. He stands at 6'3", 180 pounds. 1-1 to Squires. High fly, straightaway center field. Bateman on the move back, but with room. He'll make the catch right in front of the warning track. And Squires is retired. Brett had a terrific game for Quad Cities yesterday. His second career four-hit night. Made a home run in his first plate appearance yesterday, but despite a drive about 385 feet to center field, he is out number one in the second tonight. So one down, nobody on for Kale Emshoff. He homered yesterday as well, and he skies one to center field. This one much shallower. Bateman into right center, makes the catch. And again, a couple of very quick outs for Nick Dean. He has thrown just 11 pitches and has five outs. This looks like Hunter Owen threw his first couple of innings yesterday. So just like that, here's Jared Dickey. Two gone, bases clear. Left-handed batter to face the righty Dean. First pitch. Swung at, but foul to the screen for strike one. As I mentioned, Dean, a former Terrapin, spent 4 years in the Big Ten with Maryland, three of those years with River Bandit Ryan Ramsey. 0-1. Curveball fouled off the plate umpire Rafael Pineda. Nothing at two on Jared. Dickey, former Tennessee Volunteer, 0 for 4 with a walk yesterday. His average has dipped to 238. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball hit high in the air, right field, but again playable. Parker Chavers is underneath it, and he makes the catch to end the inning. Three fly balls off the bat of Quad Cities in the second. Nick Dean, though, has another 1-2-3 frame. Off to the third, Cubs up 6-0 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
South Bend Cubs are quickly back to the plate to start the top of the third. They lead the Bandits 6-0 in game two of this six-game series. Ben Kuderna back out there for Quad Cities as Felix Stevens rifles one over the Party Plaza for a foul ball and strike one. 4-5-6 due up for the Cubs. Stevens with the first of the Cubs' three homers tonight. His a two-run shot in the first. 0-1. Change up in the dirt. One ball, one strike. For Kuderna, he's given up six runs in two frames. That matches a career high. Only the second time in his very successful career he's given up six runs as Stevens takes a curveball low and away. Prior to tonight, the first and only time was against Cedar Rapids last year on August 10th. 2-1 pitch. Check swing, breaking ball down and away. He did not go. And it's a 3-1 count for Stevens. He owns the longest active on base streak in the Midwest League. And now will reach again on a fastball outside. Kuderna gives up another base runner. Stevens takes the free pass to start the third. And it brings up Parker Chavers. Nobody is throwing in Quad City's bullpen, but you have to imagine if this is another rough frame for Kuderna, somebody will start tossing sooner than later. Bennett, 41 pitches already. Left-handed bat of Chavers will take a strike, a fastball on the lower outside corner. Ben, 6'3", 175 pounds. The tattoo on his left arm visible underneath the Copa threads. 0-1 pitch. High and away, 1-1. Chavers has a little on-base streak of his own going right now. He has reached in six straight. Bounced out to Brett Squires his first time up, though, tonight. 1-1. Line drive, center field. It sends Rockefort to his left. He'll make the catch. Stevens retreats for first base. One down. It's a situation where Kuderna could use the double play ball. Bandits have turned a Midwest League best 40 double plays this year, and 18 of those have come against the South Bend Cubs. Right on right, Kuderna works against Wogu and takes low and outside for ball one. Bandits got a couple of really big double plays in their 10-5 win yesterday. The biggest induced by A.J. Block, who put an end to that seventh inning rally for the Cubs when they put the tying runs on base and had the go-ahead run at the plate in Rojas. 1-0. Low and inside, two balls, no strikes. It was unbelievable, though, to watch Quad Cities in their six games at Four Winds Field back in April. They got South Bend to hit into 15 double plays over the course of six games. It was remarkable. 2-0 pitch. Inside, it's 3-0. Owogu had entered the series yesterday, 1 for his last 20 with 11 strikeouts. Went 2 for 4 with an RBI double yesterday and homered in his first at-bat in the second tonight. 3-0. That changeup missed low, ball four. And Kuderna just looks really out of sorts right now. He looks over towards the Bandits' dugout, and he's anticipating a visit from Derek Lewis, which he's going to get. So not only has Kuderna given up three homers, he's walked a season-high four. It's also a career-high matching total, a mark that Ben had hit six times in his career previously, but never as a River Bandit. This start just looking so much unlike anything we've seen Ben do in his second season with Quad Cities. Even if you go back to last year, only one start in his high A career. He's made 16 of them. Has he gone less than five innings? And at this pace, he's going to be lucky to make it through four tonight. Lewis back into the Bandits' dugout. Cubs have runners at first and second with one out for the left-handed hitting catcher, Ethan Hearn. First pitch, fastball in the dirt, 1-0. Hearn picked up the first Cubs hit of the game that was not a homer. His knock, a single through the right side in the second. Ben, out of the stretch, pauses the belt, looks back towards second. 1-0, wave and a miss. Great off-speed pitch. It's 1-1. Cubs up 6-0 in the top of the third. One out, two men on. Ben could certainly use that double play ball now. The pitch. Changeup, missed low and outside. 2-1. Kuderna's thrown 51 pitches tonight, and just 26 have gone for a strike. 2-1. Chopper towards second. Tough turn. Johnson fields, spins, throws to Pineda for one. The throw to first, not quite in time. Hustling down the line, Hearn. He'll reach on a fielder's choice with Stevens moving up to third. That ball just not hit hard enough for even the gifted middle infield of Johnson and Pineda. And the inning will continue on for Rafael Morales. The Cubs look to strike for the third consecutive frame. Men at the corners, two gone. Right on right, Kuderna against the Cubs' third baseman. His pitch. Breaking ball swung through for strike one. Just over 50% strikes for Kuderna today. Last week against Dayton, he threw 56 of 76 for a strike. That's a strike rate of over 73%. A one. It's a strike called on the upper inside corner. And for the first time, at least what it feels like for the first time tonight, it's an 0-2 count on a Cubs hitter. Morel walked his first time up. Kuderna trying to set him down here in the third. The pitch. Got him swinging. Strike three. Cubs strand men at the corners in their half of the third, and the Bandits keep the deficit at 6-0. QC back to the plate. Bottom third of the order due up against Nick Dean on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
South Bend Cubs were held off the scoreboard for the first time in the top of the third. Bandits, though, still with work to do. They are down 6-0 as Trevor Werner leads it off in the bottom half of the frame. Werner, Nivens, and Johnson due up against Nick Dean, who has been perfect thus far for the Cubs. Right on right, first pitch. Breaking ball missed outside. That is just the third ball that Dean has thrown tonight. 15 total pitches to get through two-plus innings. Right on right, Cubs heavily shifted towards left field. 1-0. Slider called strike on the outer edge, 1-1. Cubs almost look like they're in an illegal shift. It's almost as if they have three infielders on the left side of second, with Ramirez looking to be a pace to the left of the bag. 1-1, check swing. He came up empty. Actually got a piece of it, fouling it into Hearn's mitt. Count moves to 1-2. Remember, with the new shift rules, you have to have two on each side of second base. And the second baseman, Ramirez, about as far apparently as you can be to the left side of the bag. Werner back in the box, 1-2. Slider down and away. Trevor did not have a hit yesterday, struck out twice, but he did pick up a pair of walks, his total at 19 through 38 games. Dean looking for his first strikeout tonight, his 2-2 selection. Line drive, right center field, sinking on Bateman into the alley. He reaches out and makes the catch. thought off the bat that that one might slice towards the wall. But Bateman, a skilled center fielder, heads over and makes the catch. And there's one out for Spencer Nivens. Quad City's left fielder reaching base twice yesterday via two walks of his own. First pitch. Rocket down the right field line. This one's going to hook just foul. Onto the berm to the right of the foul pole. And Nivens missed a home run by a matter of feet. Boy, did he ever turn on that fastball. That was a low line drive. It was hit about 320 feet to the part of the ballpark that's 318 feet away. Nivens back in the box, 0-1. Wave and a miss out in front of the off speed. Nice response from Dean, it's 0-2. Spencer's playing in his 21st game for Quad Cities this year, still hitting below 100. The pitch, down and away, 1-2. And even though it's been a brutal month for Nivens in terms of the average, that number does not reflect how well he's hit the ball in terms of exit velo this month. 1-2. Down and away, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Obviously, I'm sure the folks in Kansas City would love to see an average greater than .081. But they've got to like the swings that Nivens has been putting on the baseball. 2-2. Little looper towards shallow right. In comes Chavers. He dives and makes the catch. Parker Chavers takes away what would have been a one-out single for Quad Cities. And their first hit of the game continues to elude them. That is 6 straight fly ball outs for Quad Cities. Chavers with a nice catch and belly slide towards the infield. So 2 gone, nobody aboard for Justin Johnson. Right on right, first pitch curveball sails high. JJ's actually got some recent experience against Dean, even though the right-hander just showed up in the Midwest League. 1-0. Popped him up center of the infield. The catcher, Hearn, sheds his mask right into the batter's box. He makes the catch, and the inning comes to a close. A perfect 3 frames from Nick Dean. He hasn't needed a strikeout yet, but he got some good help in right field from Parker Chavers. 9 up, 9 down for Quad Cities Bats. We go to the fourth, 6-0 Cubs on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Searching for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located behind Section 7 inside the ballpark, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com. First third of the ball game tonight was not ideal for Quad Cities. They find themselves in a 6-0 hole with the offense having gone 9 up, 9 down against Nick Dean. Cubs back to the plate offensively in the fourth. 9-1-2 due up against Ben Kuderna, who gave up 6 runs, including 3 homers in his first 2 innings, but then kept the Bandits off the board in the third. He starts off Ed Howard inside for ball 1. Ed picked up an RBI single back in the second inning, but was caught stealing. He grounds one up the middle. It's another base hit for Howard. He will stop at first base with his second hit of the game and his 7th in his last 12 at-bats. So once again, the Cubs get a leadoff base runner aboard. They have done so in each of the last 3 innings. And a duck on the pond for Brett Bateman, the leadoff hitter and center fielder. Kuderna throws to first. Howard back with a dive. Bateman hit one of the home runs for the Cubs. His first of the year, a solo shot in the second inning. Nobody loves to hit against the Bandits more than Brett Bateman. Double play depth for the infield. Another throw to first. Close play, but Squires tag a bit late. And without throwing one pitch to Bateman, Kuderna has used both of his pickoff moves. Bandits have been good in that department this year, having nabbed 17. Kuderna has yet to pick off a man himself, though. First pitch to Bateman. Fastball missed outside. Wonder how aggressive Howard will be after he was caught stealing for the first time this season back in the second. Jensen sent a perfect throw to Jack Pineda, who applied the tag. Kuderna's 1-0. Howard does not go, and the pitch is high. Ball 2. 59 pitches for Kuderna, just 31 strikes. He's given up a career-high matching 6 runs on a career-high matching 6 hits. 2-0. Again, off the plate. It's outside for ball 3. Pretty close pitch, but it fails to find the black. Kuderna in danger of walking his 5th batter tonight. That would also be a career high. He deals. Changeup missed low. Ball 4. So Howard into scoring position. And Bateman to first for the second time. Quad Cities with no activity in the bullpen at the moment. But you have to imagine with Kuderna now over 60 pitches, something's got to be starting soon. And as I say that, Omar Hernandez, the Bandits' backup catcher tonight, is on his way out towards the bullpen. Starting catcher Carter Jensen will give the right-hander a visit atop the hill and a pat on the back. Kuderna trying to lock back in as Jensen goes over the scouting report for Pedro Ramirez. Cubs have scored 6 runs on 6 hits tonight, but Ramirez has not been involved in that. So for 2 with a couple of ground balls. And Quad Cities could certainly use one of those here with men at first and second and nobody out. Switch hitting Ramirez, ready to go in the left-handed box. First pitch, at the knees, a good slider for strike 1. Kuderna with a fastball, a sinker, a changeup, and a slider. An arsenal that most certainly lends itself to ground balls. A 1. Swing and a miss. There's the slide piece, and it's 0-2. Ramirez has hit in 7 straight games, including an RBI single yesterday. He is a man who rarely strikes out on the year, just 28 Ks in 39 games. He has struck out just once over his last 33 at-bats. 0-2. Skips in the dirt, blocked by Jensen. Over his 7-game hit streak, Ramirez is batting .290 with 8 RBIs. Cubs looking to add to a 6-0 lead in the fourth. Kuderna's 1-2. Chopped over to the right side. First baseman Squires fields. Underhand flip to Kuderna, who took 2 attempts, but he got his toe on the bag. Ramirez retired with the other base runners moving up 90 feet. Howard goes to third, Bateman to first. And Ramirez retired 3-1 for the second time. Let's take a look at the replay on Bally Live and MILB TV. Oh boy, that was close. Kuderna just barely able to get his toe on the bag before Ramirez. And with Jefferson Rojas ready to hit, Brooks Conrad decides that now is time to make a move. Cubs have runners at second and third with one out. And Ben Kuderna is going to be yanked for what is his shortest start of the year. He goes 3 1/3, gives up 6 runs on 6 hits with 5 walks and 1 strikeout. And it will be the left-hander Chaz Martinez who jogs in from the bullpen. We're paused for a mid-inning pitching change. It's 6-0 Cubs in the top of the fourth on the River Bandits Baseball Network. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodmen Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodmen Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodmen Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Pitcher for Quad Cities is Chaz Martinez. He relieves Ben Kuderna after just 3 1/3 innings. It's the second shortest high A start for Kuderna. Martinez takes over with runners at second and third and one out facing Jefferson Rojas. First pitch inside to the right-handed hitter, ball one. Rojas extended his on-base streak with a first inning walk, but his hit streak still at 6. Chaz's 1-0 pitch. Wave and a miss. Good fastball on the outer edge of the zone. Count evens up at 1. 24-year-old Chaz Martinez hails from San Pedro, California. 17th round pick of the Royals back in 2022. Tonight marks his 11th appearance of the summer. 1-1. Fastball on the lower inside corner. A called strike. A great spot for strike 2. Rojas robbed of a hit by a nice sliding play, courtesy of Trevor Werner back in the second inning. Werner, along with the rest of the Bandits infield, a step behind the grass. 1-2. Low and inside, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Kuderna's given up 6 runs on 6 hits, 5 walks, and a strikeout tonight, but of course still responsible for Howard at third, Bateman at second base. 2-2 from Martinez. Chopper towards short. Runner breaks for home. Pineda fields. He's got no play at the plate and goes to first for the out. Howard will score, and it will be an RBI for Rojas in a 7-0 Cubs lead.
Next up, the Cubs number 44, Felix Stevens.
The ball was hit right at Pineda, but on a very high hop that slowed down the baseball's velocity and allowed Howard to score after he had taken an immediate step towards the plate. So 2 down and a man at third for Felix Stevens. He'll foul the first pitch into the screen. For Rojas, it's RBI number 28 on the season. Ties him with Stevens for the team lead. 0-1. Wave and a miss. He chased in the dirt. No balls, 2 strikes. Of course, that run will be charged to Kuderna. Bandits bullpen this year has been pretty stingy in terms of inherited runs scoring. Prior to that last swing, the Bandits had allowed just 20% of inherited runners to score. 0-2, low and inside, it gets away from Jensen. Here comes Bateman, he will score without a throw. It's 8-0 Cubs. That one, I believe, a wild pitch thrown by Martinez. We'll take a look at the replay. Sure enough, it skips right past Jensen. And Stevens is on his way down to first base. They're saying the ball hits Stevens, and Bateman is going to have to go back to third. Nick Lavella looking for an explanation from both umpires. He started with Rafael Pineda, and now he's talking to the field ump, Tatum Littleton. So that's going to change things up a bit. Hopefully you brought your whiteout tonight. Bateman goes back to third. No wild pitch. Just a hit batsman to put men at the corners with two outs for Parker Chavers. Chavers, a lefty, facing the southpaw Martinez. And Chaz starts him high and inside with some chin music. Ball one. So for Martinez, it's hit batsman number two on the season, his first in the month of May. It's the fifth time Felix has been plunked. 1-0. Fastball on the outside half of the zone, a called strike. So the score, 7-0 Cubs. One. Off the hands, grounded foul past Lavello in the coach's box. 1-2 on Chavers. Martinez asking for a new baseball. Chaz struggled in the month of April, gave up 8 earned in 5 1/3. Here in May, he's given up 3 earned in 5 2/3, an ERA of 3.50, rather 13.50, to 4.76. 1-2. Wave and a miss. Breaking ball got away. It's going to be picked up from Jensen. He throws down to first, and that completes the strikeout. Inning over. So the Cubs do get one run, but the second avoided thanks to a hit batsman. Probably the first time you've heard that one. Cubs up 7-0. Bottom of four next on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
South Bend scores another. It's 7-0 Cubs as we enter the bottom of the fourth inning. Jack Pineda, the leadoff man for Quad Cities, gets it going against Nick Dean. First pitch swing and he comes up empty. Strike one. Dean has been phenomenal. He has pitched 3 perfect innings, needing just 27 pitches if you include the last toss to Jack. Quad City starter Ben Kuderna threw 65 in his shortest outing of the year. 0-1. Curveball in the dirt, 1-1. The final line for Kuderna after Howard scored on Rojas' RBI ground out. 3 1/3 innings, 7 runs earned on 6 hits, 5 walks, and 1 strikeout. The hits, runs, and walks, all career-high marks for Kuderna. 1-1 pitch to Pineda. Swing and a miss. Good fastball, 1-2. Dean's retired 9 in a row. 5, make that 6 of the last 7 outs he's recorded, have come via fly ball. Pineda a ground out his first time. 1-2, down and away. Interestingly enough for Dean, it was the grounder that was his best friend in his first start in the Midwest League against Wisconsin last week. He got the Timber Rattlers to ground out 6 times. 2-2. That's left high. Good leave from Pineda. Count goes full. You could hear somebody from that third base dugout go, good. Classic sequence there. Curveball low, fastball high. Pineda's worked it full. Payoff pitch. Blooped in the air, shallow right. Over goes Chavers, and he makes the catch in the right center alley for the out. Another fly ball. But a good battle from Pineda, who goes down after 6 pitches. Bateman and Chavers have had a busy start to the night. They have covered from center to right extremely well. Here's Carson Rockefeller, one out, bases clear. He's a center fielder, and he takes a curveball inside. Rockefeller, a pop up to the first baseman, his first time up in the first. He's the Royals' number 16 prospect. 1-0. Fastball down the middle, 1-1. On the air, Rockefeller's hitting 207, but he has the second highest double count on the team with 10, plus 4 homers. 1-1. Another curveball, that one missed low. He also paces the team with 15 stolen bases, which is tied for the 6th best mark in the league. Quad City's 2nd in the Midwest League in total steals as a team. 2-0. Outside, 3-1. Dean did not walk anybody in his Midwest League debut last week against Wisconsin. 3-1 on the way. Fastball. Low and outside, ball 4. Rockefeller flips the bat aside towards the dugout, and Quad Cities, with one out in the fourth, gets its first base runner of the game. And if you had to pick somebody, that's not a bad choice. Quad Cities down 7-0 in the bottom of 4, but they've got a man on with one out for Carter Jensen. Jensen with a 2 RBI, 3-hit night yesterday. Right on left, Dean out of the stretch, fires home. Fastballs, a called strike 1 on the lower outside corner. Jensen's terrific game kind of overshadowed by the man on deck, Brett Squires. He one-upped Jensen in both the hit and RBI categories as this changeup misses low, 1-1. Carter, though, yesterday picked up a first inning double for his 10th in the month of May. Dean peeks over his shoulder. There goes Rocco. 1-1's popped up in the air. Shallow center. Rockefeller heads back to first. Center fielder Bateman comes in to make the catch. That's the second out. And there's no throw over towards Stevens. Tough to tell if Rockefeller was going to have the bag stolen or not. But either way, its second out is on the board. And Squires is up. Just to finish the thought on Jensen, his 10 doubles in the month are the most in the Midwest League and the second most in all of High A. No doubles for him there, though. 2 outs, man on for Squires. First pitch low, 1-0. Squires had one of the Bandits' 7 flyouts with a F8 in the second inning. He led off that frame. Dean's 1-0. Wave and a miss. Nice pitch that fell off the table. It's 1-1. Squires, speaking of a great number in the month of May, has a 961 OPS this month. 1-1, fouled into the screen, a ball and two strikes. That mark leads the Bandits and ranks seventh in the league. He boosted that total with his second career four-hit game yesterday, his first since he was a member of the Fireflies back in August of last year. 1-2, breaking ball nudged weakly to the left side. It's picked up with a bare hand by Dean. He's got no play. It's going to be an infield hit for Quad Cities, their first knock of the ball game. Not the sexiest single of all time, but two men on for Quad Cities. Inning extended for Kale Emshoff. That's rarely a bad thing. Catcher Hearn's going to go out to the hill. Quad Cities down 7-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Squires with a hit against the shift, so to speak. More or less a swinging bunt that went about 40 feet down the third baseline. Morrell, the third baseman, had no shot to get to it. He was so shaded up the middle. Dean, the pitcher, really with the only chance. And once he had picked it up, the speedy Squires pretty much already safe. So now, Dean ready to face Emshoff right on right. Two men on and two out. First pitch. Breaking ball, grounded right back to Dean. This is a much easier play for the Cubs pitcher. He picks it up and underhands it to first to end the inning. Dean still does not have a strikeout, but he's got four scoreless innings in his back pocket. Bandits strand two in the fourth. 7-0 Cubs on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
City's got its first couple of base runners in their half of the fourth, but nothing to show for it. Nick Dean strands them both, and the Bandits remain shut out through four. 7-0 Cubs, we begin the fifth. Jordan Wilgoo at the plate to face Chaz Martinez. Lefty's first pitch is a curveball pulled foul off the backside of Quad City's dugout. Third baseman Trevor Werner picked it up on the rebound and then flipped it to Nick Lovello. Wilgoo, 1-for-1, a solo homer in the second, and then a walk in the third. Martinez fires the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Nice little changeup. It's 0-2. Martinez came on with just one out, and two men in scoring position in the fourth. One of them scored, the other stranded. He picked up a strikeout of Chavers. 0-2. Bouncer to the right side. Second baseman Johnson has it in shallow right. He throws over to first. Wogu's retired 4-3. And out on the board for Martinez. Chaz on the year, an even 9 ERA. 12 strikeouts in 11 innings with 14 walks. and an opponent batting average of .286. As I was mentioning, though, he's been much better in May than he was in April. Now works left on left against Hearn. First pitch fastball up and away. Just a gorgeous evening for baseball here at Modern Woodman Park. You couldn't draw it up much better. 72 degrees, clear skies, and almost zero wind. The pitch, that's high, 2-0. Being so close to the river, it's almost a guarantee that you'll get some kind of breeze. But after Mother Nature whirled the place up for a month and a half, it's nice to see it a bit calmer tonight as Martinez misses low and outside, 3-0. As I was mentioning earlier, it's a Copa Wednesday here at the ballpark. Come out to a River Bandits home game on Wednesday and ride the Ferris wheel and the carousel for free, courtesy of Grupo. 3-0 pitch to Hearn. That's high, ball four. Right after Martinez gets the bounce out, he walks Hearn on four straight out of the zone. So one down, one man on for the eight-hitter, Rafael Morel. In addition to the free wheel and carousel rides, fans 21 and older can enjoy $1 Keystone-like cans throughout the ballgame. Cheap beer, amusement rides, baseball, what's not to like? First pitch. Bit up, ball one. Five straight balls thrown by Martinez, who kind of looks back towards center field a bit exasperated. Morel walked and scored on a run in the second inning, but struck out swinging in the third. 0-1, check swing. Did he go? No, he didn't. Field umpire Tatum Littleton says it's a ball. 2-0 count. Martinez at the 20-pitch mark. He delivers. Another check swing. That fastball's away. And it's now 3-0. Nobody warming up in either bullpen right now. For the Cubs, it's the last thing they need to worry about. Nick Dean has thrown four scoreless, needing just 45 pitches. Morel's going to use a timeout here at a 3-0 count. Hearn at first, held by Squires. The pitch. High and away, ball four. Back-to-back four-pitch walks. And Brooks Conrad a little bit unhappy in that third base dugout. Carter Jensen will go out to talk with Martinez. The walk has been an issue for Chaz this year, walking over a batter per inning this year. Pitched twice in the series last week against Dayton through a scoreless inning last Wednesday in game two of the doubleheader, but then pitched on Sunday. Gave up three runs in an inning and two-thirds. Picked up the last two outs in the fourth, got a quick out to start the fifth, but now he's given out back-to-back walks to bring up Ed Howard. Two men on, one away for the nine-hole hitter. He shows bunt to the first pitch, puts it down the third baseline. Martinez gloves, throws to first. The ball's not held onto by Squires. Here comes Hearn from third, no throw. He scores. Morel up to third, and Howard safe at first base. Another run for the Cubs. It's now 8-0. Martinez with a terrific play to get to the baseball. Grabbed with the glove, threw to first, but the throw was a bit behind the runner. Squires had to reach around him and try to scoop it out of the dirt. It went off the leather and then towards the Cubs' bullpen. That allowed Hearn to score. Morel moved up to third. And this is likely going to be an error on Martinez. Cubs have now scored in four of the first five innings tonight. Bandits beat them 10-5 yesterday. They were the ones who were scoring inning after inning. In fact, the Bandits only had three frames yesterday in which they did not score. Tonight, they did not have a base runner until one out in the fourth, and they've only had one total hit. Six, So now with runners at first and third and one out, it's to the top of the order for Brett Bateman. First pitch, fastball down and away. Ed Howard earning a single. He is now 3-for-3. The pitch called strike 1-1. He also is going to get an RBI on Hearn scoring. Morrell at third, Howard at first. The 1-1 pitch, down and away, 2-1. After not reaching twice in the game yesterday, Bateman has made sure to do so tonight. 1-for-2 with a homer and a walk. The pitch. Curveball. Called strike, lower outside corner. That was actually a slider from Chaz. 2-2. So now Bateman has reached at least twice in all but one of the 10 games he's played against Quad Cities this year. 2-2, another slider. Down and away, Bateman takes, and the count goes full. Bateman did not start the year as a top 30 Cubs prospect, but he's now on the list at number 29, off to a great start this summer. Here's a pick to first. Back standing with no tag is Howard. Bateman hits 312, picked up his first homer on the season in the second. He's driven in 15, and he has an on-base percentage of 442. The payoff, fouled into the screen. His OBP is significantly higher than his slugging percentage. 442 to 391. And that on-base percentage, good for top three in the Midwest League. A perfect guy to have in the leadoff spot. Another 3-2. Fastball, low and away. He walked him. That'll be the third walk in the inning for Martinez. It pushes Howard to second. And for Bateman, his second walk sends him to first with one out. And the base is loaded for Pedro Ramirez. Quad Cities has reactivated the bullpen. Lefty Oscar Rayo starting to get loose. So a dangerous spot here. They're juiced up with one out for Ramirez, who is 0-for-3 today. First pitch, way high and outside. Jensen barely snagged it out of the sky. 1-0. Martinez now under 50% with his strike rate. 32 tosses, 15 for a strike. 1-0 coming home. Up and away, 2 balls, no strikes. Like I mentioned earlier, Ramirez rarely strikes out. Even though he's 0-for-3, he's put the ball in play 3 times. He's hoping to do that here with the bases loaded. 2-0. Inside, 3 balls, no strikes. And now Ramirez may not need to worry about putting the ball in play. Martinez in danger of walking his fourth batter in an inning plus. Lefty sets the belt. Time is called. Carter Jensen wants to roll through the signs again. First disengagement in this plate appearance. They reset the pitch clock to 18. Now the 3-0. High and away, ball four. Another four-pitch walk. That sends Morrell to the plate. Howard to third. Bateman to second. And Ramirez to first base with an RBI. His 26th of the season. And we'll see how much longer Brooks Conrad sticks with Martinez. And he is going to depart the third base dugout, ready to make a move. It has not been Quad City's night on the mound. Comes with a 9-0 lead in the top of the fifth. And we will pause for our second mid-inning pitching change of the ballgame. Looks like it'll be Oscar Rayo from that third base bullpen. Brooks has yet to make a move. And now he officially does. Tatum Littleton will go get the new southpaw. So we're paused for another change. Almost halfway through game two of this series. Cubs lead 9-0 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931. But it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Both the Quad Cities' first two pitchers tonight have walked a season high. Ben Kuterna gave up 5 3 1/3. Chaz Martinez gave up 4 in an inning plus. Brooks Conrad now calls upon Oscar Rayo with one out and the bases loaded in the fifth. Lefty's first pitch to Rojas is low for ball one. Jefferson without a hit in the game. However, he walked and scored a run in the first. Picked up an RBI on a ground ball in the fourth. Rayo's 1-0. Fouled back to the screen. 1-1. Rojas got off to a terrific start this season. Cubs' number 7 prospect hit .325 in the month of April, but in May, he's only hitting .224. 1-1. Change up, low and outside. It's 2-1. Rayo has had a great April, or did have a great April, and has had a great May. Cumulatively, he's 1-0 with a 2.08 ERA, 20 strikeouts in 21 2/3 innings. 2-1 pitch. Fastball fouled to the screen. A 2-2 count. Howard stands at third base. Bateman's at second. Ramirez is at first. Pretty good speed on for Rojas, who has driven in 28th this year. That's tied for the Cubs team lead and just outside the league's top 10. 2-2. Off the hands. Blooped to shallow right. Long run. Jared Dickey. He comes on and makes the catch. Throw goes back to third. And Warner able to cut it off. Howard had ventured off the bag, planning to go home on a ball he thought was going to drop. But even if he had tagged up, I don't think he was going to score. So that's about as good of a result as you can ask for in the first batter faced for Rayo. He gets Rojas F9. And now the two outs make this bases loaded situation a little bit easier. However, he has to get through Felix Stevens. The first pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Stevens having a terrific ball game. 1-for-1 with a 2-run shot in the first. He walked in the third and then was hit by a pitch in the fourth inning. That hit batsman actually saved Quad Cities a run. 0-1. Change up outside. Originally, it was ruled a wild pitch, which allowed Bateman to score from third. However, after the umpires deliberated, they decided that the ball had actually hit Stevens. Bateman went from inside the first base dugout back to third. And Martinez was able to strike out Parker Chavers to end the inning. 1-1 slider sent back up the middle, a base hit. Howard scores. Bateman's around third. Ramirez advances to third. It's a 2-run single for Felix Stevens, who has a 4-RBI game, and we're only in the fifth. Cubs now lead 11-0. Breaking ball got left up, and with the way Stevens has seen it right now, you just can't afford to do that. Got it off the end of the bat a little bit, but he is so strong. He muscles it up the middle. and it's runners at the corners with two outs for Parker Chavers, the ninth man to hit in the inning for South Bend. Left on left, Rios pitch, another slider, this one pulled past the diving Johnson into right field. Ramirez scores, Stevens goes first to third base, throw gets away momentarily. Warner picks it up, and the Cubs lead by a dozen. Cubs have batted around here in the fifth. Parker Chavers was the only Cub to have not reached base in the game. He takes care of that after seeing just one pitch from Oscar Rio. So everybody getting involved today for the Cubs. Chavers now with a 7-game on base streak. He just picked up his 11th RBI. And for the second time in the inning, here's Jordan Wogu. First pitch. Outside ball one with a fastball. Cubs with 12 runs on 9 hits. Here's the pitch. Fouled off the hands, over the screen. Strike one. 5-run inning for South Bend. Started off the frame against Chaz Martinez, now facing another lefty in Oscar Rio. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Great breaking ball. It's 1-2. In case you're wondering what the most runs allowed in an inning for Quad Cities is, that's 6. Bandits allowed that to South Bend on April 26th up at Four Winds Field. Rio trying to stop this frame. 1-2. Called strike 3. Change up. Lower outside corner. It gets the job done. Not before the Cubs strike for 5 more. They lead 12-0 halfway home on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
Half innings in the books. It has been all South Bend in game 2 of this 6-game series. The Cubs lead 12-0 as we start the Bandits half of the fifth. Clearly they've struggled on the mound. At the plate, it's been as bad, if not worse. Bandits with just one hit and 2 total base runners against Nick Dean, who's been fantastic in his second career high A start. He begins the inning against Jared Dickey and misses low with a curveball, 1-0. Cubs brought 10 men to the plate in the last half inning en route to a 5-run frame. So if there's anything that's good that comes out of that for Quad Cities, perhaps it's Dean having gotten a bit cold as Dickey pops one foul into the bleachers on the left side. It's a strike. Sometimes it's a bit unnerving for starters to have to sit in the dugout for a prolonged period of time. That goes for starters and relievers. As the Cubs just poured on the runs, Dean just had to sit there. Obviously, I'm sure thrilled with the success of his team, but probably anxious to get back out there. 1-1. That's low. 2-1. Bandits, only 2 base runners are Carson Rockefort and Brett Squires. Rocco walked in the fourth, Squire singled in the fourth. Both were stranded by Dean. 2-1. Curveball, low, 3-1. Dickey's been tremendous at taking his walks when he gets them this year. He's only hitting .234, but his on-base percentage is .361, helped out by 21 base on balls. 3-1. Fastball, a strike in the lower inside corner. Cubs have 12 runs on 9 hits and no errors. The Bandits, no runs, 1 hit, and 2 errors. Dean's payoff. Skied in the air. Center field, that's playable for Bateman. He's camped underneath it. The out is made. One gone. Last week, it was the ground ball, which was the favorite for Dean. Tonight, the fly ball. He has induced 8 Fs on the scorebook. Got Trevor Werner to fly out to center field back in the third. He steps up now. One away, nobody aboard. First pitch. Fastball right there, a called strike one. By the way, the final line for Chaz Martinez, Oscar Rayo's predecessor. Give that to you in a moment. Here's the 0-1 offering. Slider outside. Hearn couldn't frame it. Martinez goes one inning plus. Gives up 5 runs on a hit with a season-high 4 walks and just 1 strikeout. 1-1. Fastball taken for a call at strike 2. Quad Cities on the mound has 9 walks to 3 strikeouts. It's not a terrific formula. Bandits have been very good at limiting their walks this year. They are top third of the league in walks allowed with 166 in 46 games. South Bend, on the other hand, they've had one heck of a time with their walks. 1-2. Curveball down and away, stopped by Hearn. Talked about it yesterday. The Cubs on the season have walked an incredible amount, 274 in 46 games. That's 6 per contest. 2-2. That's a shot towards left center. Bateman moves back onto the track. He'll play it off the wall. Werner stops at second base. He's got a one-out double. Quad Cities get a man into scoring position. 7th double of the year for Werner. He got a pitch he could hit, and he rifled into the center field. Nick Lovello is out of the first base dugout, pleading with plate umpire Rafael Pineda about what? I'm not exactly sure. That was a pretty clear double. Perhaps he thought there was a pitch clock situation. Taking a look at the replay up here in the booth, I can't see what the hubbub is about. But obviously things are going to stand. Again, looking at the replay, couldn't tell you. So either way, Werner at second, one out for Spencer Nivens. Right-hander goes back to work, having just yielded his second hit of the game. Nivens takes low one inside. Great to see Trevor start to come around with the power swings. He's got an extra base hit. In each of his last 4 games, he's recorded a hit. 1-0. Called strike, lower outside corner. 1-1. The game in which Werner did not record an extra base knock was yesterday when he worked 2 walks. Speaking of hits, Nivens was robbed of one back in the third. A great diving catch was made by Chavers. 1-1. Finds the lower outside corner, a called strike 2. Nivens either upset with himself or the call from Pineda, which I'm not sure. 12-0 lead for the Cubs in the bottom of the fifth. Werner at second base after a one-out double. Dean has thrown 4 1/3 scoreless, but still has no strikeouts. Here's his 1-2. Foul ball, held on to, strike three. Hearn somehow kept the mitt around it. And there is that first K and the second out in the bottom of the fifth inning. So for Dean, that's his sixth strikeout as a South Bend Cub. His 42nd in just under 37 innings on the year, including his time in single A. Justin Johnson now at the plate. He takes ball one. He popped out to the catcher his first time up, and before he did that, I was mentioning that he's got some history against Nick Dean. They played against each other back in 2023 when JJ was at Wake Forest and Dean was at Maryland. 1-0 curveballs down and away. They faced each other in the Winston-Salem Regional, and Johnson just owned the head-to-head battle. He went 3-for-3 against Dean with a triple, a double, and a single. Wake Forest went on to win that game 21-6 as Dean took the loss. JJ fouls one over the screen. It's now 2-1. Justin with 16 home runs last year with Wake Forest before the Royals drafted him in the 10th round. Yet to hit a homer as a bandit. 2-1. There's a high fly. Shallow left field. Wogu battling the skies. Coming in. Camping and making the catch to end the frame. That's five scoreless innings from Nick Dean. He's needed only one strikeout, but zeros are zeros. We go to the sixth, 12-0 Cubs on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Good news, Quad Cities has put at least one runner in scoring position in each of the last two innings. The bad news is neither of them have scored, and Quad Cities trails 12-0 as we start the sixth inning. Oscar Rayo back onto the hill for the Bandits, pitching against Ethan Hearn. First toss, a called strike in the lower outside corner. It's already the fourth plate appearance for the Cubs catcher. 1-for-2 with a single, a walk, and two runs scored. 0-1 slider, down and away. It's 1-1. Cubs with a 12-0 lead. They're out hitting Quad Cities 9-2. Bandits have committed the game's only errors. Another slider from Rayo. It's down and outside. Ben Kuderna and Chaz Martinez, the two pitchers used by the Bandits prior to Rayo entering in the last inning. The pitch, that's low. It's now 3-1. Both Kuderna and Martinez had issues with the walks. They gave up 9 4 1/3. The pitch. Line drive over the leaping Pineda into left center field. Rockefeller cuts it off in the alley. Ethan will hold up with a single. But it is another leadoff base runner for the Cubs. They've had one of those in every inning but two. So it's now a two-hit game for Hearn. And Rayo will now face the right-handed swinging Rafael Morel. He's yet to record a hit today, but he's walked twice. Rios pitch. Off the hands. Pushed foul over the right side. Rio allowed a couple of inherited runs to score in that fifth inning, but both were charged to Martinez. So Rio's gone two-thirds and allowed three hits with no walks and a strikeout. That was of Wogu to end the last inning. 0-1, turned on, but fell into the Bandits bullpen. Nothing in two. Rio's been super good for Quad Cities this year. In his only appearance against the Dragons last week, he worked three innings out of the bullpen. Stranded three hits, a walk, and struck out two. He has a 2.08 ERA on the season. 0-2 pitch. Fastball up and away. Rio, a native of Managua, Nicaragua, 22 years old, playing in his first season of high A ball. Spent last year in single A Columbia. 1-2. Bit low with the slider. Count evens. Despite being an international signee, Rio has not spent a ton of time in the Royal system. He was signed in January of 2021. 2-2, line drive into left field. That's a base hit for Morrell. 11th knock of the game for the Cubs. And it's just base runner after base runner for that first base dugout. Rio's gotten into a couple of two-strike counts tonight, but he's not been able to finish him off with the K. He's not a heavy strikeout arm. Not this year, nor in years previous. Averages about a strikeout per nine innings. He now gets the nine-hole hitter, Ed Howard, who's had one heck of a day. He takes a called strike. Howard with two hits and a walk yesterday. Today, three singles, two RBIs, and a pair of runs scored. He is eight for his last 13. He takes a fastball up, 1-1. Rafael Pineda doesn't seem to give a lot on that upper outside corner. Bandits have searched for it a couple of times to start this series, but more often than not, it's gone the way of the hitter. 1-1. Fouled back to the screen. 1-2 on Howard. Ed, a native of Chicago, Illinois, 22 years old. First round pick out of high school a few years ago. A former Little League star. Rios 1-2. Line drive down the right field line, fair towards the Cubby bullpen. Hearn will score standing up. Morrell gets a stop sign at third. And up to second with an RBI double, it's Ed Howard. 13-0 Cubs. Howard has a four-hit, three RBI game. This man is producing at some kind of level right now. Got to Quad Cities, and the switch just flipped for him. A double for Howard. Number seven on the season for him. Back to the top of the order for Brett Bateman. First pitch inside, ball one. Fifth time to the plate already for Brett. Two walks and a solo homer to his credit. 1-0. Wave and a miss. Fastball popped out of the glove of Jensen, but nobody advances. It's 1-1. 13-0. The lead for the Cubs. They have scored in every inning tonight. Sands the third. And the Bandits had to strand a man at third in that inning. 1-1. Sent the opposite way, foul off the screen in front of the bleacher section. It's 1-2. Lights have come on here at Modern Woodman Park. Sun setting over the first base side. The horizon illuminated in orange, purple, and pink. As I was mentioning, just a terrific evening. 1-2. Fastball just low and outside. Good two-strike pitch, but ball two on Bateman. Brett, an eighth-round pick by the Cubs last year. This season marks his first in high A. He's been one of the best outfielders in the Midwest League. One of the best leadoff men as well. 2-2, fouled over the left side. even though the Bandits got the win yesterday, the lack of strikeouts has kind of been a theme for them over the last week or so. Lots of two-strike counts, not a lot of Ks. The pitch in the dirt, blocked by Jensen. Count runs full. Quad Cities yesterday, which is three Ks. No pitcher had more than one. Today, Kuderna, Martinez, and Rayo have each just one as well. Payoff pitch. Ground ball to second base. That'll score a run. J.J. gobbles it up, throws over to first. It's now 14-0 South Bend as Morell is plated, and Bateman picks up his second RBI on the 4-3 ground out. Howard moves up to third on the play. And now here comes Pedro Ramirez. Even when the Cubs are creating outs, they're putting runs on the board. Still just one away and a man at third. First pitch. Over the right side, foul. That's strike one. This is a new season high for Quad Cities, for South Bend. 14 runs in a game, eclipsing their previous high of 13, which they set against Wisconsin last week on the 25th. Ramirez takes a strike on the inner half. Rayo ahead in the count, 0-2. Cubs offense really firing on all cylinders right now. Their team OPS up over 700. 0-2. Fastball high. Ramirez does not chase. There was not a crazy amount of power in this lineup. Of course, you think of Felix Stevens. He's got that for you. But otherwise, just lots of great slap hitting. 1-2. Got him looking. Strike three. Lower outside corner. Second strikeout for Rayo. He needed that one. And Ramirez is out number two. But it just goes to show there are a number of different ways you can create offense. Bandits have certainly proven that this year on their end. They're one of the worst slugging teams in the league, but they love to steal bases, and that helps make up for it. First pitch to Rojas, outside, ball one. After five nearly perfect innings for Nick Dean, the Cubs have gotten a right-hander up in the first base bullpen. Still, Dean only threw 64 pitches to get through those five frames. 1-0, swing and a miss. Great slider from Rayo. One ball and a strike. Cubs three-hole hitter has had a pretty quiet night considering the line score. A walk and an RBI on a ground out for him. That's it. Otherwise, a couple of outs. Howard standing at third after an RBI double not too long ago. The pitch ripped towards third, past Werner into left field. Howard scores. It's now 15-0 Quad Cities. Rather, South Bend. And Rojas picks up his second RBI.
Next up, the Cubs number 44, Felix Stevens.
Carousel just continues to go around and around. And I'm not talking about the one on the amusement deck. This has been a carousel of horrors for Quad Cities. Felix Stevens for the fifth time. Rayo's pitch. Change up. Base of the zone for a called strike. Stevens with two hits, including a homer, and four RBIs. He's now at an even 30 for the season. That puts him within the league's top 10. A one, wave and a miss. Shoulder flew open. And the breaking ball induces strike two. That Cubs right-hander in the bullpen looking ready to go. Shaking out his arm, standing with the catcher and one of the coaches. Presumably he'll come on in the bottom of the sixth inning. Rayo trying to end a brutal top half. The pitch. Time called. And it's a pitch clock violation on Rayo. Rafael Pineda threw both hands up. Said it's 1-2. Rayo slaps the insects away as they circle around him. That's the one thing that you don't have to deal with when it's windy. 1-2. Line drive, right field. That one is fair, going towards the wall. Dickey cuts it off on the warning track. Stevens will have to stop at first base. Nice play in the outfield by Jarrett Dickey, but Felix Stevens has a three-hit game, and Quad Cities just cannot get out of this inning. Rojas moves up to third, and the inning is extended for Parker Chambers. Cubs hit around in the last inning. Chambers now the eighth man to bat this frame. Runners at the corners, two outs. First pitch inside, ball one. Cubs with now 14 hits in the game. Still more runs than they have hits. Quad Cities has helped him out in the walk department with 9. 1-0. Slider fouled over the Bandits dugout. 1-1. When you need somebody to throw strikes, Ryo is one of, if not the best option in Quad City's bullpen. He has a strike rate of 67% this year. He misses inside to Chavers, 2-1. Oscar has not walked anybody in his inning in the third, but he's thrown 47 pitches. 2-1 toss. Slider called strike, lower outside corner. Chavers didn't like the call. More activity in the Bandits bullpen. This time, a right-hander getting loose. It's Nathaniel Garbitos. 2-1, 2 outs, 2-2 count. The pitch. Got him looking. Fastball, lower inside corner. The frame comes to a close. Ryo's got 3 strikeouts under his belt, but the Cubs with 3 more runs under theirs. 15-0 South Bend, bottom of 6, next on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
It's been all South Bend Cubs on this Wednesday night in Davenport. Chicago's High A affiliate enters the bottom of the sixth, leading Quad Cities 15-0. Top third of the order due up against the newly inserted Cubs pitcher, right-hander Tyler Santana. First toss to Jack Pineda is a fastball on the outer edge for a called strike. Santana replaces Nick Dean, who is fired off back-to-back shutout starts to begin his High A career. The pitch. Curveball. Called strike. Again, outer half of the zone. Dean goes 5 scoreless, working around just 2 hits and 1 walk with only 1 K. Pineda 0-2 atop the order. 0-2 curveball. Fouled back. Count holds. Jack has reached base in 17 of 21 games in the month of May. He's hitting .311 in his first 12 games as Brooks Conrad's leadoff man. 0-2, changeup in the dirt. One ball, two strikes. Tonight, Pineda has bounced out to second and skied out to right field. On the year, the former Baylor Bear hits 270 with three homers and 19 driven in. Santana working out of the full wind. Right-hander's got his sign from Hearn. Pitch clock down to one. He fires. Breaking ball, chopped to first, gloved by Stevens. Underhand flipped to Santana covering, and there's one away. Santana this year looking for a get-right outing, if you will. 2-2 with an 8.89 ERA. He's got 22 strikeouts and 27 in a third and only 17 walks. But he has given up 44 hits in 9 appearances. Here's Carson Rockefort. First pitch, wave and a miss. Opposing offenses are just crushing Santana right now. They're hitting 376. A one. Popped in the air. Left side, out of play. 0-2. Last time Santana took the field would have been last Thursday against the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. Worked two innings out of the bullpen. Gave up 3 runs on 5 hits, 2 walks, and no strikeouts. He has given up 4 earned in his last 5 innings with no Ks. 0-2 against Rockefort. Curveball low. 1-2. Santana, 26 years old, from Miami, Florida. Spent last year with the South Bend Cubs and part of 2021. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a changeup. 2 gone quickly here in the bottom of the 6th. And its offense just looking extremely downtrodden right now. They're staring at a 15-0 deficit. They've got just 2 hits in the game, 3 total base runners. Jensen trying to give him a 2-out spark. First pitch to Carter. Ground ball, left side. It's off the glove of Morrell. He's got no play. Cubs third baseman boots it. First error for South Bend tonight. And that is their 60th of the season through 47 games. That leads the Midwest League. It was not the easiest top in the world, but definitely a ground ball a professional third baseman should probably glove. Bandits will take it, though. A man on with 2 outs for Brett Squires. Brett 1-for-2 with a single his last time up. First pitch. Fastball, low and away. The single for Squires, more or less a swinging bunt down the third base line. Hit it about halfway towards the bag. Nick Dean made a great play to get to it, but Squires is too quick. Here's the 1-0. Curveball, low and inside. Nobody warming up in the Bandits bullpen, so even though he struggled his way through a 3-run top half of the inning, it looks like Oscar Rayo will go back out. Jensen not held at first by Stevens. Here comes the 2-0 offering. Punched foul over the bleachers and out of play. Santana picked up by the Cubs in 2021. Signed as an undrafted free agent out of Jacksonville University. Spent 5 seasons there. The pitch. Called strike. Base of the zone. 2-2. Stevens, or Santana, I beg your pardon. Pitching with Jacksonville, the Dolphins in the Atlantic Sun Conference. Pitched almost 330 innings as a Dolphin. 2-2. Fouled into the catcher, Hearn. Count holds. Santana was really good for Myrtle Beach back in 2022. A 2.28 ERA in 24 appearances got him a call-up next season to South Bend, where he was pretty solid. However, he has struggled this year. Man at first, 2 outs, 2-2. Got him swinging. Back foot curveball retires Squires. And Santana works around the air. Quad Cities brings one over the minimum to the plate in their half of the sixth. They are still off the scoreboard. It's 15-0. Seventh frame next on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Third of the ball game coming your way here on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Kyle Kirchville joining you on Bally Live, MILB TV, and of course at riverbandits.com. Wherever you're tuned in from tonight, we appreciate you joining us for this Wednesday night affair. Oscar Rayo back to the hill for Quad Cities facing Jordan Wogu. First pitch swung over the top of for strike one. 6-7-8 due up for the Cubs. They lead the Bandits 15-0. A one. Low and outside, 1-1. Oscar Rayo, the third man to pitch for Quad Cities today. In an inning and two-thirds, he's given up three runs on a season-high seven hits. Wogu sends one to pretty deep left field. That's playable, though, for Nivens. He'll make the catch, and there's one gone. That'll mark just the third time tonight where the Cubs have not let off the inning with a base runner. And up to the plate comes the catcher, Ethan Hearn. Rayo, one of those guys who just rarely allows base runners, at least at the clip he is tonight. The pitch fouled over the left side. Rayo's previous season high in hits allowed came against Peoria back in April. He allowed 6 over 4 innings. Tonight, 7 over 2. A 1. Called strike, lower outside corner. Little changeup. It snowballs 2 strikes. Hearn has 2 singles, a walk, and 3 runs scored tonight. The pitch. Slider, left outside. Good 2-strike toss. Hearn has boosted his average up to 208. Started at 188 before the game started. Another 2-strike toss. Another slider. This one off Rayo's glove, over to short. Pineda gloves and throws to first for the out. Is that going to be 163? I think it is. If it got a piece of Rayo, which based on the ball's awkward spin, I think it did. We'll take a look at the replay up here in the booth. Well, tough to tell. Either way, ground ball out. 2 gone. Rafael Morel at the dish. First pitch. Wave and a miss. Good fastball. Cubs have not brought less than 5 men to the plate in an inning since the first. 0-1. Fouled over the screen. 0-2. Rayo with a chance to give Quad Cities its first 1-2-3 frame of the ball game. They could use it. Morel rests his bat on his shoulder. Now Rayo's 0-2. Chopped foul to the left side. Nice play, Nick Lovello. Of course, the son of Tori Lovello. Nick in his first season here in South Bend, taking over for Lance Reimel. Another 0-2. Punched foul over the first base side. I've enjoyed chatting with Nick in the limited capacity I've been able to this season. There's some really great managers and coaches around the Midwest League. Just some great baseball minds. Another 0-2. Slider just low and away. Quad City's infield was already jogging towards the dugout, but Ryo gets the baseball back from Jensen and will try again. Ryo looking for his fourth K. The pitch. Another one grounded foul in between Werner and Lovello into the Quad City's bullpen. Ryo's season high in total pitches, 55. He is at 60 tonight, so a new one for him. He misses low to Morrell, 2-2. It's going to be at least a seven-pitch battle. Cubs not interested in going down so quickly here in the seventh. They've scored in every frame but the third. The pitch. See you later. Strike three with a fastball on the inner half. A 1-2-3 inning for Oscar Ryo. The first of the game for Quad City's pitching staff. We go to the bottom of the seventh, ready to stretch here at Modern Woodman Park. 15-0, South Bend leads.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Searching for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located behind Section 7 inside the ballpark, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com. Bottom of the seventh inning in Quad Cities. The Cubs lead the River Bandits 15-0. QC to the plate, ready to face Tyler Santana for the second time. Worked around a two-out base runner who reached via air in the last frame. Picked up a couple of strikeouts to help. He'll get Emshoff, Dickey, and Werner here in the Bandits' half. Right on right, first pitch to Emshoff. Is a strike at the knees, 0-1. Kale with a two-run homer for his lone hit yesterday, tying him for fourth on the all-time Quad Cities home run list. The pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Shortstop Howard has it. From the grass, he throws to first, and Stevens can't dig it out. The Bandits are going to get a base runner. Tough play for Howard. He had to go way up the middle. Tried to shuffle his feet and did a pretty good job kind of reorienting the body, but he threw it in the dirt and Stevens couldn't bail him out. So we'll see what that one's ruled, but a man on for the Bandits with Jared Dickey stepping in. First pitch. Ground ball, that's through the left side, definitely a base hit. First knock of the game for Dickey. It's going to be ruled a throwing error on Howard, E6. Second error for the Cubs, Howard's third. Base hit for Dickey, Quad City's third hit. And for the first time since the fourth inning and just the second time tonight, the Bandits have two men on. Catcher Hearn will talk it over with Santana. And Trevor Werner gets ready for his third plate appearance. The vast majority of the games in the league tonight have already gone final.
It's just us. And the game between Dayton and Beloit still taking place. But that contest is the second half of a doubleheader. Santana's first pitch to Werner. Swung over the top of strike one. They had to play 12 innings to find a winner in game one of the doubleheader over at ABC Supply Stadium. That is five extra frames. A one. Slider down and away. Beloit wound up winning 6-5. They walked off the Dragons in the 12th. They're in the bottom of the third in game two. No score at the moment. Emshoff at second, Dickey at first. Santana's 1-1 to Werner. Fouled over the screen. Look out, press box. 1-2. Over in West Michigan, the Whitecaps held the Loons to just one hit and shut them out 2-0. West Michigan now a game over 500 at 24-23. 1-2 to the Bandits' third baseman. Breaking ball off the end of the bat. Second baseman Ramirez has it. Flips to first for the out. One down. Emshoff up to third and Dickey to second base. Santana, the pitcher, reached out, glove side, tried to cut it off and would have had a shot at a double play. But it got past him. And with the ball hit as slowly as it was, there was no shot for Ramirez anywhere else but first base. So Quad City's threatening to score for the first time in the game. They trailed 15-0. Spencer Nivens 0-2 in the box. First pitch. Breaking ball. Called strike at the bottom of the zone. The Lansing Lugnuts picked up a shutout victory of their own. They beat the Peoria Chiefs 4-0 at Jackson Field. That game took place earlier today. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good slider. 0-2. The Lake County Captains beat the Cedar Rapids Colonels over at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Caps won 6-4. Oh, 2 to Nivens. Fastball left high. And then over in Wisconsin, the Timber Rattlers walk off Fort Wayne 4-3. They win it in 10. And as a result, they remain atop the Midwest League West standings by a game and a half. 1-2. Curveball, low and inside, blocked by Hearn. Emshoff shuffles his way back to third base. Here in Quad Cities, the South Bend Cubs are leading big. It's 15-0. If Quad Cities fails to score, it will be their sixth shutout loss of the year. And their biggest loss run-wise by quite a few. 2-2. Fastball, got him looking. Strike three on the lower outside corner. Nivens can't pull the trigger. Third strikeout for Santana, and a big second out in the seventh. So now an opportunity with two outs for Justin Johnson. JJ, after going 3-for-3 in his last meeting against Nick Dean back in college, was held 0-for-2 against him tonight. He faces Santana for the first time. First pitch. Fastball on the outer half, a called strike one. JJ popped up to the catcher and then hit a towering fly ball to Jordan Wogu over in left field. Santana's ready to deal. Out of the stretch, he fires, and it's high and away with a fastball. Santana's been all over the strike zone. He's thrown 30 pitches and 22 have gone for a strike. He's had three guys reach base against him, but two were via air. The base hit from Dickey, the only hit he's charged with. The pitch, check swing, doesn't matter. A called strike on the first base side of the zone. A ball and two strikes on JJ. Quad City's trying not to squander its best and one of its few RBI opportunities. The pitch. Down and away with the curveball. Could not get him to chase. Santana looking to put together his third scoreless outing of the year. His last one, four scoreless against Lansing back on May 2nd. Hearn relays him the signs, and now time is called. The catcher wants to run through it again. Pitch clock was winding down. Nobody warming up in either bullpen. Expected to be Oscar Rio again in the eighth. Santana, now with the 2-2. Down and outside, another curveball that Johnson spits on. Full count. Cubs pitching staff has struggled mightily with the walk this season, but they've only allowed one in 6 2/3 tonight. Runners at second and third. The payoff pitch. Got him swinging. Strike three on a slider. Fourth K for Tyler Santana. He's got a pair of scoreless innings out of the bullpen, and the Bandits have seven scoreless innings at the plate. 15-0 Cubs. We go to the eighth on the River Bandits Baseball Network. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodmen Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodmen Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodmen Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Top of the eighth inning underway in downtown Davenport. South Bend with a 15-0 lead over the Bandits. Ed Howard leads it off. And the first pitch from Rios fouled over the first base side. Oscar is the third River Bandits pitcher to tone the slab tonight. He's completed 2 2/3 thus far. 0-1, low and inside. He's given up three runs on seven hits, no walks, and four strikeouts. I think the most important thing for Brooks Conrad is those zero walks. The pitch fouled into the screen. Ben Kuderna and Chaz Martinez, who pitched the first 4 1/3 for Quad Cities, combined to allow 12 runs on seven hits and nine walks with just two strikeouts. Rio hasn't been terrific tonight, but he's been in the strike zone. 1-2 pitch. Slider, got him looking. Lower outside corner. Quietly, Rio has retired five in a row. He's up to five punchies. That is a season-high matching total for him. And it's back to the top of the lineup for Brett Bateman. He is getting a sixth plate appearance. A couple of walks, a couple of RBIs, plus a homer. He fouls one over the left side. Activity now in both bullpens. Looks like Nathaniel Garabitos is the right-hander going for Quad Cities. 0-1. Called strike, lower inside corner. It's a right-hander for South Bend, tossing down the first baseline. Time called by Bateman, 0-2. South Bend out hitting Quad Cities, 14-3. Rios 0-2. Chest low and outside, looking for that same corner that he got Howard with a moment ago, but to no avail. bench. Wave and a miss. Another strikeout for Ryo. Give him three in a row and a season high six. Well, he has most certainly been one of the few bright lights for Quad Cities in this game. But now with Ryo over 70 pitches, Brooks Conrad is heading out to the hill. Ryo, a guy that's built to work multiple innings out of the bullpen, but not really meant to go above 80. And sure enough, it'll be Garabitos charging in from Quad City's bullpen. A valiant effort from Oscar Ryo tonight. Like the rest of Quad City's staff, he didn't have his best stuff, but he's able to tough out at least an inning and two-thirds scoreless. And he'll bring in Garabitos, presumably to finish off the ball game. We'll pause for another change. It's 15-0 Cubs on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
With two outs and the bases empty, Nathaniel Garabitos will be the fourth man to work on the mound for Quad Cities. He will face the lefty Pedro Ramirez with two outs. First pitch, the left-handed batter, at least in this plate appearance, fouls one down the left field line. Nice catch made in QC's bullpen. Not sure who that was, but he leaned over the table in the cornfield deck. No hits for Ramirez today, but a bases loaded walk in the fifth. Takes up and in, 1-1. 11th outing of the year for Garabitos, who had a solid April, but has been great in May. 240, make that a 225 ERA this month. 1-1. Fastball powered over the screen. 1-2. On the year, Garabitos owns a 329 earned run average, a 154 whip, and a 220 opponent batting average. 13 strikeouts to 10 walks. Trying to punch out Ramirez. His 1-2. Fastball a bit high. 2-2. Got to beat, though, a former Mariners product with some of the best velocity in Quad City staff. He threw the last heater at 96. He'll try again. And that one, fast, but over the glove of Jensen and to the netting. Went a little wild thing on that one. Count goes full. How crazy would it be for Pedro Ramirez to go through this game without a hit? Payoff pitch. Missed outside, ball four. So he'll get his second walk. But still no hits in a ball game for Ramirez, where his offense has scored 15 runs on 14 hits. But Billy Bean will tell you, a walk is as good as a hit. A man is on for Jefferson Rojas now. He's got one hit and two driven in. First pitch swing, he comes up empty. Garabitos has not given up an earned run over his last seven innings. Last week against Dayton, he gave up three runs, but they were all unearned, as Rojas sprays one over the right side. Bandits down 15-0. here in the top of the eighth. Got to beat those trying to strand his two-out walk and bring QC back to the plate to face presumably a new Cubs pitcher. 0-2. That's high. 1-2. Final line for Ryo. 3 1/3 innings. 3 runs allowed on a season-high 7 hits, but most importantly, no walks and 6 strikeouts. He finished off strong, retiring his final 6 straight. 1-2 slider hit in the air, well towards the opposite field. Dickey on the move, back towards the track. He reaches up in front of the primetime apparel patio and will make the catch to end the inning. So Garabitos works around that 2-out walk. He finishes off the top of the 8th, and the Bandits will look to get at least something on the board here in this Wednesday night contest. 15-0 Cubs on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Right-hander Jose Romero will pitch the bottom of the eighth for the South Bend Cubs. He's got quite the cushion to work with. The visitors ahead of QC 15-0. They look well on their way to evening up this series at one win apiece. 1-2-3 due up for QC. Jack Pineda gets it started and fouls one over the left side. Jack hitless in the ball game. Couple of ground balls and a fly out to right field in the fourth. 0-1. High and away. 14th outing of the year for Jose Romero. 2-1 with a 6.75 ERA. 21 strikeouts in 17 in the third innings. Slider outside, 2-1. He has struggled with base runners this year. A whip of 2.31. Teams are hitting 309 against him. The bench. Ground ball to the right side. Felix Stevens has it. He will take it to the bag himself and retire Pineda for the out. Tyler Santana had also struggled in the opponent batting average department before tonight. Opposing teams were hitting around 350 against him, but he went out there and shoved. 2 scoreless innings, 1 hit, no walks, and 4 strikeouts. Base is clear. 1 down for Rocco. First pitch fastball is there. Let's get you some updates from around the Kansas City Royals farm system. We were the only affiliate who played yesterday. The pitch. Slider. That's too low. Single A, double A, and triple A had all played on Monday when the Bandits had their usual off day that just happened to fall on Memorial Day. 1-1. Low and inside. The AAA affiliate, the Omaha Storm Chasers. They pick up another win. Former Bandit John McMillan earning the win on the mound. 2-1. Ground ball up the middle. Shortstop's positioned perfectly. Howard gloves, low throw to first. This time Stevens digs it out with a backhand. Nice play by him. 2 gone. Omaha beat Indianapolis in Indy 8-2. They scored 8 runs within the first 4 innings. In order to get that lead, they never gave it up. Double A Northwest Arkansas, they're still playing. They're over in Tulsa this week. First pitch to Carter Jensen is rolled foul. Drillers, a Dodgers affiliate, currently leads the Naturals 3-1 in the top of the seventh, but Northwest Arkansas threatening. They've got the bases loaded with one out as Jensen takes 1-1. Single-A affiliate, Columbia. They out-hit Kannapolis today 11-7, but they lost on the road 3-2. The 1-1 pitch from Romero. Slider popped in the air, foul ground on the left side. Third baseman Morrell races over, but watches it land on top of the Bandits' dugout. Carter Jensen has had a quiet night, as has the majority of Quad City's lineup. 0-for-3 with a couple of fly balls. Reached on an error his last time up. Romero's 1-2. Fastball outside, 2-2. Columbia now 3 games over 500. Omaha nearly 20 games over 500. The pitch. Ripped towards right field. Chavers makes the catch. That's how this night's going for Quad Cities. Terrific swing for Jensen. He hits it wrong place, wrong time. Chavers barely had to move. So Romero gets a 1-2-3 top of the eighth, or rather bottom of the eighth, and out for the top of the ninth. It's Nathaniel Garavitos looking for three more outs before the Bandits come back in the bottom half. 15-0 Cubs in the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Tough night all around for Quad Cities. They trail South Bend 15-0 as we begin the eighth. Rather, the top of the ninth, I beg your pardon. Nathaniel Garavitos, who finished the eighth frame on the hill, will begin the ninth against Felix Stevens, who has reached base in all five plate appearances. Right on right, first pitch. Called strike, outer half, 0-1. Stevens has three hits, four RBIs, a walk, and then he was hit by a pitch. Garavitos is 0-1. Low, 1-1. Stevens with a two-run homer in the first inning that got this whole train rolling for South Bend. The pitch. Pop foul over the first base side. Stevens with help from tonight has raised his OPS on the year by 60 points. Entered the ball game with a mark of 802. It's now 863. 1-2 from Garavitos. Fouled over the first base dugout. We'll do it once more. Stevens, Chavers, Wogu due up. Garavitos trying to give Quad City's pitching staff a strong finish tonight. He fires home again. Fastball left up. Two balls, two strikes. Third appearance against South Bend this year for Nathaniel. He has not given up a run against Chicago's high A affiliate. 2-2. Slider popped in the air, a towering fly ball towards Sticky. The right fielder camps underneath it and makes the catch. Stevens is held off the base paths for the first time tonight. Still, just a remarkable game for Felix. You just got to tip your cap. So one out, nobody on for Parker Chavers. He is 1-for-5 with an RBI single. Drove in a run as part of the Cubs' 5-run fifth. First pitch. Slider at the knees, a called strike. Make sure you grab your tickets for tomorrow night's matchup, game 3 of this series. Of course, a Thursday here at the ballpark. A 1. Chopper towards second base, a high hop for Johnson. He fields in shallow right, throws over to Squires, and there are two gone. As part of Thursday, enjoy $2 domestic draft beers, courtesy of Busch Light. And of course, it's Bark in the Park tomorrow. Bring your furry four-legged friend, enjoy some cheap beer, and watch the Bandits take on the Chicago Cubs high A affiliate. First pitch to Jordan Wogu, strike 1. He's a former top 30 prospect in the Cubs system, but he's looking much more like his 2022 self this week than his 2024 self. Got a beat, Dos misses low and away with a slider. 2 years ago with the Cubs, Wogu had an .855 OPS, 15 homers, 19 stolen bases. This year he struggled as he bloops one towards left field. Nivens to his right, makes the catch, and ends the inning. It's a 1-2-3 frame for Nathaniel Garabitos. He has still yet to give up a run to South Bend this year. Quad Cities to the plate one more time in the bottom of the ninth. 15-0 South Bend.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
Cities is down to its final three outs tonight at Modern Woodman Park. The South Bend Cubs have this one seemingly in hand. It's 15-0. Quad Cities to the plate, trying to at least score one and avoid being shut out for the sixth time this season. Squires, Emshoff, and Dickey do up against the right-hander Jose Romero. Squires has one of Quad Cities' three hits, an infield single in the fourth. First pitch. Sliders at the knees, strike 1. Quad Cities had a similar situation last Thursday against Dayton. They trailed 6-0 going into the bottom of the ninth and were able to at least get one run. 0-1 pitch in the dirt. An RBI single from Trevor Warner that night. But then, as the cruel baseball gods would have it, Quad Cities would be shut out the next game, 2-0. 1-1. Slider down and away, 2-1. Romero pitched a scoreless bottom of the eighth. He's now thrown back-to-back scoreless innings, working out of the Cubs' bullpen, going to last week. Squires swings through a slider. It's now 2-2. Bandits have been out-hit 14-3. Each team has committed a pair of errors. It has not been a well-played defensive start to the week. 2-2 inside. Quad Cities and South Bend combined for 6 errors last night, 3 apiece. Now 4 tonight. Very unlike Quad Cities. Payoff pitch to Squires. Slider got him swinging. Strike 3. First K of the ball game for Romero. For the Cubs pitching staff, it's their 6th. And now Emshoff to the plate. Kale playing his 27th game for QC this year. 263 average, 5 homers, 23 driven in. First pitch, fastball on the outside half of the zone. Cubs shift the infield towards left. 0-1. Slider, swing and a miss. Back goes flying into Quad City's dugout. Look out over there. Trevor Werner picks it up. Hopefully everybody's okay. Looks to be the case. I think the bat caught more of the netting than any one person in the dugout. Kale Emshoff gets a little bit of obligatory pine tar from that third base dugout. Now steps back into the box down 0-2. Romero deals. Slider got him swinging. Back-to-back Ks of the 4 and 5 hitters. And the Bandits are down to their last out here in the 9th.
Next up for the River Bandits, number 8, Jared Dickey.
So now Dickey looking to salvage perhaps a multi-hit effort tonight. 1-for-3 with a single, and he's not going to get one. He is plunked on the knee and starts hobbling down to first base, but he will get there. Felix Stevens gives him a pat on the back. Will not be a multi-hit game for Dickey, but I guess he reaches twice. And in a game for Quad Cities that's been as it has, he'll most certainly take it. Caught Dickey right on the right knee. He has not rubbed it, though. He wore it like a champ and immediately started jogging down the line. So two outs, man on for Trevor Werner. First pitch. Slider taken for strike 1. Werner has Quad City's only extra base hit. A double in the 5th for his 7th of the year. 0-1 slider fouled off of the catcher. That's Ethan Hearn. He's all good. 0-2. Cubs pitching staff has struggled mightily this season, but this is one of the highlights of their summer. Trying to complete a shutout tonight in a huge win. 0-2. Slider fouled into the screen. Cubs looking for their first shutout win since they blanked Lansing. In Lansing on May 3rd. 0-2 fastball up and away. 1-2. And Quad Cities, again, in danger of being shut out for the 6th time this year. 1-2. Another slider. Couldn't get him to chase. Misses outside. 2-2. Your River Bandits postgame show comes up after the conclusion of tonight's game. We'll give you the final numbers from the ball game. Also give you a look around the Royals farm system and the rest of the Midwest League. Time called. Werner's going to step out of the box, grab some dirt, and better his grip on the bat. Dickey still over at first base. Oh, I just saw him rub the knee. I'm going to pretend I didn't see it. 2-2. Got him swinging. A slider. Jose Romero strikes out the side in the 9th. And he nails down a huge South Bend win. They blow out Quad Cities 15-0 on this Wednesday night in Davenport. This 6-game series knotted up at 1 game apiece. Your River Bandits postgame show coming up next. One more time, your final. South Bend 15, Quad Cities 0.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Time to welcome you one more time into the John O'Donnell Press Box here at Modern Woodman Park. Kyle Kirchville with you for tonight's River Bandits post-game show. And it was all South Bend this evening. 15-0 the final score. It's Quad City's sixth shutout loss of the season and their overall worst loss based on run differential this year. Here's what the line score looked like for the Cubs. 15 runs on 14 hits, 2 errors. They go 6 for 16 with men in scoring position and strand 9. For Quad Cities, no runs, 3 hits, 2 errors, 0 for 6 with runners in scoring position. They strand 7. The winning pitcher, who is now 2-0 in his first two starts in the Midwest League, Nick Dean. He was phenomenal. 5 scoreless frames, just 2 hits, 1 walk, and 1 strikeout. And he honestly probably could have gone another inning. He threw just 64 pitches to get through those 5 innings, and 40 of them went for a strike. The losing pitcher, suffering his 4th loss of the year, Quad City's right-hander Ben Kuderna. He falls to 2-4, giving up a career-high 7 runs, all earned, on 6 hits, a career-high 5 walks, and 1 strikeout. Kuderna's outing went just 3 1/3. For his second shortest in his high A career. No saves or holds out of either bullpen. Tyler Santana and Jose Romero each threw 2 scoreless innings out of the bullpen for South Bend, giving up just 1 hit and combining for 7 strikeouts. For the Bandits, Chaz Martinez pitched an inning, gave up 5 on 1 hit, 4 walks, and a K. Oscar Rayo gave up 3 runs in 3 1/3. On 7 hits, no walks, and 6 strikeouts, but retired the final 6 batters he faced, plus 4 of those 6 strikeouts to close out the ball game, or at least his ball game. Nathaniel Garabitos was the only Bandit to put together a scoreless outing. He goes an inning and a third, allowing no hits with just 1 walk and no strikeouts. He picked up the final 4 outs for the Bandits. The final time of the ball game, 2 hours and 43 minutes with 1,463 through the gates here at Modern Woodman Park. There was only one River Bandit who reached base twice in the game, And that was Jarrett Dickey, who singled in the seventh and then was hit by a pitch in the ninth. No multi-hit efforts for Quad Cities. Their only extra base hit, the double from Werner with one out in the fifth. Of course, he was stranded, but double number seven on the year for the Royals' number 19 prospect. Let's get you one more look at the Midwest League. Again, Dayton and Beloit still completing game two of their doubleheader after game one, which of course was scheduled for seven innings, went 12 frames, five extra innings played at ABC Supply Stadium, but the home crowd came out on top, 6-5. Beloit walk-off winners in the first half of the Twin Bill. Second game through five innings, scoreless, each team with four hits. The West Michigan Whitecaps got a shutout win over Great Lakes. Final score at LMCU Ballpark, Whitecaps 2, Loons 0. The Lansing Lugnuts with a 4-0 shutout win over Peoria over at Jackson Field. In Cedar Rapids, the Lake County Captains got a road win. They beat the Colonels 6-4. And with Wisconsin walking off Fort Wayne 4-3 in 10, the Timber Rattlers are once again in sole possession of first place of the Midwest League West, a full game and a half above Cedar Rapids. Wisconsin, the first team in the Midwest League to 30 wins this year. They are 30-17. Quad Cities will actually go on the road next week to play the Timber Rattlers in Appleton. Here's your final look at the Kansas City Royals farm system. The AA squad, Northwest Arkansas, put up a three spot in the top of the seventh to take the lead over Tulsa. It is 4-3 Naturals in the eighth. AAA Omaha picked up its 34th win of the season. They beat Indianapolis 8-2 on the road. And in Kennapolis, the Cannonballers defeat the Fireflies by a final score of 3-2. Tomorrow, Quad Cities will continue its six-game series against South Bend, looking to get some revenge after a disastrous ball game tonight. Quad Cities sends Steven Zoback to the hill, the former Cal Bear, 2-3 with a 3.92 ERA this season. He'll go up against Sam Armstrong, who has been one of the better pitchers in South Bend's rotation this year, 2-1 with a 1.83 earned run average. That'll do it for tonight's broadcast here at Modern Woman Park. Quad Cities falls 15-0. They are shut out for the sixth time this year and suffer their worst loss of the summer. Quad Cities falls to 22-25, 12-11 here at home, and they have now snapped, so to speak, their one-game winning streak as the Bandits beat South Bend in game one of the set yesterday. South Bend, they do not lose three in a row. They get the win. They are now 19-28 overall and 8-15 away from Four Winds Field. On behalf of our entire production staff and our director of production, Justin Hodge, I'm Kyle Kirchival. Thanking you so much for tuning in on Bally Live, MILB TV, and of course at riverbandits.com. Until tomorrow night, have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday, and we'll catch you for Game 3 of the series tomorrow night, same time, same place, on the River Bandits Baseball Network. 6:30 first pitch, 6:20 the start of your River Bandits pregame show. We will see you then. So long, and good night from downtown Davenport.